Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Reports in the US claim Donald Trump and Elon Musk will speak on the phone later to clear the air after a very public row. The disagreement, which began over planned tax laws, prompted a huge sell-off of Tesla stock, wiping $150 billion US off the company's value. The tech billionaire said the president should be impeached. Classic FM's US correspondent Simon Marks says Mr. Trump has threatened to cancel government contracts with his companies.
Most seriously of all for Mr. Musk's business empire, SpaceX, his rocket launching company, because NASA has SpaceX at the heart of its plans to return to the moon. It was SpaceX that went up and rescued those two astronauts stranded on the International Space Station just a few weeks ago.
Search and rescue teams in the Ukrainian capital are searching for survivors after a missile and drone attack in several locations. The city's mayor says at least four people were killed and around 20 injured this morning. Plans are being set out to cut A&E waiting times for hundreds of thousands of patients in England. A new care plan includes £450 million to expand emergency and urgent care facilities and buy hundreds of new ambulances. Around 1.6 million people a year currently spend longer than 12 hours in A&E. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he's spending every penny wisely.
We've got a Chancellor who's looked at the state of the NHS and she's gone, OK, we're going to have to make some choices that might always be popular, and some of the tax decisions have not been popular. But if people are seeing the impact of the change in the NHS, I think people might go, OK, right, fair enough.
Sir Keir Starmer says people in Scotland have voted for change after Labour's shock win in the Hamilton by-election. Davy Russell takes up his seat in the Scottish Parliament, replacing the SNP, who came second. Reform came third. And it's reported David Beckham is in line for a knighthood in the King's birthday honours list. He's expected to be made a sir next week, while his wife Victoria will be known as Lady Beckham. And the weather, a mix of sunshine and showers for most of the country through the day, temperatures reaching 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And just like that, it's a Friday. Great to be ending the working week with you. It's Alec Jones, otherwise known as Boyo.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Flying into Friday morning with Hedwig and his theme from Harry Potter, John Williams' music, the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra with Gustavo Dudamel. And we kicked off with a bit of Welsh, Carl Jenkins and the Allegretto from his Palladio, the London Philharmonic Strings performing. And it is 11 minutes past 10. Good morning from me, Ella Jones. We've made it to the end of the working week. Welcome to Classic FM. Hey, really super to be with you. And a fun-filled show on the cards today. Loads to look forward to this morning, including part of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade and John Barry's music from Dances with Wolves, a pastime I don't recommend. At 10.30, I'll have the final clue in this week's Famous Five. Then you figure out the connection, and one of you will win Alexander's big old mug. Very precious prize. You can't put a price on it. You wouldn't want to. But now, if this doesn't get you going about your chores in record time, nothing will.
Thank you.
It's a thriller, isn't it? William Walton's Spitfire, Prelude and Fugue, the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Stuart Bedford. Do get in touch today. Let me know what you've got planned for the weekend. You can text me, 61812. As usual, email via classicfm.com or WhatsApp me on 03457 491812. As always, no pressure, but it's always lovely to hear from you. It's Trooping of the Colour here in London tomorrow, so if I don't make it into the studio in the morning, you know why. Let me know if you've got any exciting plans today or this weekend. 61812, or as I say, classicfm.com.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Played that for William in Reading, who's celebrating a 27th birthday today, going out for lunch with his parents, then having a party with house friends. Sounds like a plan. The overture from Rossini's La Cenerentola, Sinfonia Varsovia, with Yehudi Menuhin, Rossini's take on Cinderella. And I don't know if you'll get to go to the ball, but you might win Alexander's big old mug. Time for the final clue in this week's Famous Five. Are you ready for it? Mel's were blazing on screen in 74. Too much time on would make you quite sore. Where cowboys keep their horses' grain, vital tool for actor John Wayne. Here it is again. Mel's were blazing on screen in 74. Too much time on would make you quite sore. Where cowboys keep their horses' grain, vital tool for actor John Wayne. I'll reveal the answer before 11 o'clock, and if you've worked out what connects all five answers across the week, text it through to me on 61812. Just start your message with the word win, and you'll be in the draw to win Alexander's big old mug. So text win and the answer to 61812. Of course, then followed by what the connection is, of course. Lines close at 10:45 this morning. Good luck with that one. On the way, one of my favourites. I'm taking us back to Celine at the Paris Olympics with Hymn à l'amour. But first, here's John Barry. Thank you.
Classic FM.
I adore that piece of music. I really do. The words by Edith Piaf, the music by Marguerite Monnot. Hymn à l'amour, we heard Gautier Capuçon, the Chamber Orchestra of Paris, performing. And before it, it was the John Dunbar theme from John Barry's score for Dances with Wolves, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, with conductor Paul Bateman. Noah's listening in the car, being driven by his husband. They're off to the Lake District, praying for good weather. Can't guarantee the weather, but I can tell you, you got today's clue right. Well done. Emma did the same. She's in Lincoln. And Jeff in Hales Owen is also right, enjoying a cup of tea before building a flat pack. Oh, my heart goes out to you, Jeff. Time for a musical fairy tale from Rimsky-Korsakov, from his Scheherazade. This is The Sea and Sinbad's Ship.
Thank you.
the Sea and Sinbad Ship from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade Suite, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, under the baton of Zubin Mehta. It is 10:50. I'll give you the answer to today's famous five clues shortly, and the connection. If you're going for the connection, the lines are closed now. But first, how about we hear from Thomas Hampson? Here he is with the Toreador song on Classic FM, and I'm playing this for Chris in Devon. He says, keep up the great music. You're helping me paint the skirting boards. Well, this should do it, Chris.
Signor, signor, cara de Clisma, il torero deve s'accade, col plaisir, il sole coma. Sir, che place jour de fête, sir, che plaidi otama, l'ispectateur, per balla tête, l'ispectateur s'interpelle, arra fracà.
Evan says, Chris will have paint splashing up the walls after that song. You've got a point, Jan. The Toreador song from Bizet's Carmen, great stuff. Thomas Hampson, the Orchestra Nationale de Capitole de Toulouse. Right, how do you get on with today's famous five? Mel's were blazing on screen in 74. Too much time on would make you quite sore. Where cowboys keep their horses' grain, vital tool for actor John Wayne. The answer I was after was saddle. And well done to Alison in Pontefract, even, who was the winner of this week's Big Old Mug. The answers this week were kick, board, track, car and saddle. And the connection is that they can all follow the word side. Thank you very much for playing. Time for the latest news and weather with Simon then. Sit back and enjoy another brilliant hour of music to steer you towards that weekend here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Mark's best friend Ben follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
OK, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Yeah, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Donald Trump has threatened to cut Elon Musk's government contracts after a spectacular falling out. It was sparked by a row over tax and spending plans and has escalated to a barrage of personal attacks on the social media sites they both own. Mr. Musk has made unproven claims about the president's links with the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Greg Swenson, chair of Republicans Overseas UK, says it's an ugly situation.
Just about everybody thought it was going to happen, but I didn't think it would go nuclear like this. You know, I didn't think it would last forever. I mean, and Elon had been very clear from the beginning that this was a very temporary role. And you saw that, you know, last Friday, they kind of parted in really good terms. So I didn't know it would end up like this, that's for sure.
Reports in the US this morning claim the pair are due to speak on the phone later. Ukraine's President Zelensky has accused Moscow of attacking towns and cities across the country overnight with around 40 missiles and hundreds of drones. Authorities in the capital say at least four people were killed. Sir Keir Starmer has called Labour's surprise by-election win in Scotland's Hamilton constituency a fantastic victory. Davy Russell has secured the party another seat in the Scottish Parliament, beating the SNP, who came second. Six water companies have been banned from paying bonuses to senior executives. New rules mean they have to meet environmental and consumer standards to make the payments. The firms affected include